try to do that. They don't fall some of that things on them. See that? Well, Thursday, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. The return of Jesus to the right hand of his heavenly Father. This morning. It is, I think, a very important aspect of our Christian faith for many reasons, a couple of which I'll mention briefly this morning. The 40 days beginning on Easter morning, our risen Lord appeared to his disciples and then vanished. Appeared and then vanished again. And I'm sure that each time the disciples experienced the presence of the risen Christ, their hearts and spirits were lifted, as if we try to understand the significance of his death and resurrection for their redemption. Praise to God for Jesus' victory over sin and death. But after our risen Lord had revealed himself on numerous occasions to his disciples, they came to understand gift of God's redeeming grace, his mission on earth had been accomplished. It was time for the risen Son of God to return to his heavenly Father to receive the glory which he truly deserved. And as the disciples witnessed his ascension, it left little doubt that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. But in addition, the ascension of our risen Lord, which the disciples witnessed, marked the end of their expectation of having him appear to them again. They lived out the rest of their lives here on earth. The ascension of our Lord tells us that the risen Christ is not simply some spiritual being floating around somewhere in the atmosphere, which if we are lucky, we might someday be, have the luck and good fortune to appear to us. It tells us that our faith is not one of seeking to again see God in some mystic encounter with the risen Lord. Turn to the Father. Thus the ascension tells us that rather than looking into the stars in order to determine God's will for our lives, rather than seeking to find God's presence in some spiritual oneness with our inner self, life of Christ, that Jesus truly is the incarnate Son of God, who through his life here on earth revealed God's word for our lives, and through his death and resurrection grants us forgiveness of our sins and the ability to walk in newness of life through God's grace. I don't know if I feel that the Feast of the Ascension perhaps has drifted away. Some churches, I would hope it might generate a lot more attention in the life of the church. But the truth is that many congregations today have ceased to celebrate this important festival of the church. I have a daughter who lives in Germany, and the Ascension Day is a bank holiday. I'm not sure anybody actually knows why, but the reason is because it's Ascension Day, it's a religious festival. But I have learned from some of the commentaries that I've read this week, some denominations have begun to celebrate the Ascension on this last Sunday of Easter. This, I guess, brings some needed recognition for our Lord's Ascension, but then what do we miss in celebrating this last Sunday of Easter? Perhaps it does seem a bit odd that following our Lord's Ascension, should return to the message of Easter prior to our celebration of God's gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And yet I believe that the Church, through the Spirit's guidance, has given us this time for one last reflection upon the meaning of Christ's death and resurrection. And what better way to celebrate our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord than by recalling his last words for us, his disciples, which John tells us is comprised in Jesus' parting prayer for us. These final words of our Lord, weeks ago take place during his last meal with the disciples. Prior to his arrest and crucifixion. And they reveal to us our Lord's complete love and compassion for us all. According to our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus, on the last earthly night with his disciples before his death, prays, "Father, I ask not only on behalf of these, those disciples seated here, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." Personally, every time that I read this prayer, I'm overwhelmed with the grace of God that Jesus extends to us even just before his death. Like in the Synoptic Gospels, in which Jesus is pictured as going off to the Garden of Gethsemane following his last meal with his disciples, pray might spare him the agony of crucifixion. John's Gospel gives us a different perspective. Now, I've seen that love of God expressed through many persons throughout my life who have come to take these words to heart, to be one with Christ, to be one with God. However, this prayer of our Lord for us is not meant to be a personal pat on the back for having faith in our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord. It's also a prayer that we gain which he trusted to us. Listen again to the words of his prayer. "As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." With these words, I am doubly humbled. Not only does Jesus pray for me and for you, that I might be with him as he is. Father, but he also prays that because I have become one with him through my faith and baptism into his death and resurrection, that I might continue his ministry by being his disciple to the world. Praying to others that I have come to know Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. As the first disciple was reflected upon this prayer of our Lord, following his ascension and prior to the gift of God's Spirit at Pentecost, it had to be quite a frightening thought. It was a time of reflection, a time to think about what Jesus' death and resurrection really meant for their own lives. It was a time to examine their lives and come to terms with the meaning of our Lord's resurrection. Of course, you and I have been given the gift of God's Spirit. We live in the time following all of these events. We know the biblical story. We know that Christ was crucified, died, and rose from the grave. We know that after appearing to his disciples on numerous occasions for 40 days, he ascended to be with his Heavenly Father. And on this seventh Sunday of Easter, we're called to pause and think. Knowing that Jesus was truly crucified and risen Son of God, who ascended back to be with his Heavenly Father, challenged to reflect upon his words as recorded in the Scriptures. For they are God's authoritative word to us. And even though the words of our Lord are open to interpretation, these words challenge us to hear our Lord's final prayer for us, his present day disciples. Though the first disciples of our Lord found it difficult to reach out with the gospel until they had been given the gift of God's Spirit, this final Sunday of Easter calls upon each of us to reflect upon what we can do to further our Lord's ministry and live our lives as if we are one with Christ and with God. And every time I reflect upon these words, I find myself lacking. Thanks be to the grace of God that I might know his forgiveness and the power to amend my life to more fully reflect our Lord saving grace. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for revealing yourself to us through your Son, Jesus the Christ. We confess our faith in his saving power and acknowledge him as our risen and ascended Lord. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, empower us to be his truthful disciples. Help us to discern your will for our lives, and give us the courage to proclaim the gospel to those we encounter. This we ask Christ's holy name. Amen.